save those near me in China. Just go the fastest child of your mighty. They'll see the true Lord behind. Despite a world that is cloudy and cold, help Lord to find me, cause I took your mail while sprinkling your seed. Lord, please save those near me in touching the plans abolishing our sin. They'll see the true love of Christ. Fathers and reapers with their sickles from saving a harvest of millions. Lord, please save those near me in time. Of Christ, your one and only begotten, they'll see the truth and the light. Are you going to God with your prayer? Lord, please save those near me in time. Wanted you there. He wants us, his true love, to shine.
Hello, friends. Welcome to another week of Apologetics with an X, featuring lyricist and lead singer Jay. I'm the DJ guy, Jerry Q, and we're starting off with a focus on prayer.
Yes, today we started out with a song called Fishing on a Pier, originally a song called Living on a Prayer by John Bon Jovi. And the second song was a parody of Scarborough Fair by Simon and Garfunkel. In that case, we made the new title of the word prayer, and it's called Offer Your Prayer. And we're going to do some more songs for you today about prayer. This next one is called Handle with Prayer. It's a parody of Handle with Care by the Traveling Wilburys. It's about the two demoniacs that Jesus delivered and put the demons to a bunch of pigs. After that, we have a song called Don't Fear the People. It's a parody of Don't Fear the Reaper by Blue Oyster Cult. And finally, a song with my daughter Jana singing, playing the part of a girl named Dinah in the book of Genesis. That's something no father would want their daughter to have to take part in. Anyway, what happened to poor Dinah? But the song is called Boys Are Scary. It's a parody of Boys Are Scary by Tuesday.
Round. Waves swept up, but I did not drown. What a blessing to find solid ground. Man, though we were scared. Them two crazed, unchainable men with demons follow us all. Yeah, they were more than horrible. And though we were scared. Got some riders to lead on. Let's just watch them exercise the demons. Christ did not stop and we made it through. I've seen something really cool. He made them enter some swine too. Man, though we were scared. When stuck in those and then we were sped.
I saw fired up demons moaning. Christ still had control of them, but he showed these gatherings he cared.
Everybody got some brothers to legion. Let's just watch him exercise the demons.
I've seen those guys when they're possessed, but they're cleaning up and they're both dressed. Matthew 8 tells us the rest, and Luke 8 is there.
Apologetics with an X. J and Q are here for you each week at this time for the best in Christian parody of your favorite songs from the past. Now, I'm sure now our friends are asking, how can I get some more of these great tunes for myself and Jay? How might they do that?
Well, the main thing to remember is the title of the show, which is Apologetics with an X. APOLOGETIX. If you know how to spell it, you can look us up on iTunes, Amazon MP3. You can go to our website, get stuff straight from there, apologetics.com. Pandora, Spotify, Google Play, you know, all the Apple Music, anything you can imagine, we're there. Just remember, it's Apologetics with an X.
And we've got more Apologetics tunes on the way here, Jay. What will we be hearing in our next mix?
Yeah, we're going to open up with a parody of REO Speedwagon's first number one hit, Keep On Loving You. This is a song from the perspective of a guy named Boaz. It's called Keep On Loving Ruth. After that, we have a song that at one time spent more weeks in the top 100 than any other, over 40 weeks in the top 100 in 1982. Soft Cell's song, Tainted Love. Our parody is called Faithless Love. After that, we have a number one hit from 1986 by Robert Palmer, originally called Addicted to Love. Our parody is called Expected to Love. And finally, we have a top 10 hit from Cream from the late 60s. It was originally called Sunshine of Your Love. Ours is called Sunshine from Above.
You should have seen a Bible book name it. There was something written
questions. The place we met, I can never forget. A stretch of land, sand, and my dad had stored up for his son. Though I know I'm a much older man, still that don't offend her. She was once very well before then, and she's still so tender. Then I met after her guy was dead, when she said that she'd follow and stand by his mother forever. And I'm gonna keep on loving her, 'cause she's the only single daughter too. Love, faithless love.
love. Crush me, babe, with faithless love. Crush me, babe, with faithless love. Faithless love.
Is it taking so long? so long to declare they told him, give us some sign from above. I give you enough, and one sign will do for you. Yes, I'll give you just one. It's in Jonah, so just read through. The Pharisees start to frown, but it was fulfilled by Jesus rising up. Why is it taking so long to declare they told him, give us some sign from
Apologetics with an X, with love in our hearts, and we share these tunes with you today. Next up, some parodies of those Fab Four from the 60s, The Beatles.
That's right. First, I'm going to start out with a song about love, like they didn't have more than one. It's called Can't Buy Me Love. Ours is called Can't Buy Free Love, and it's from Acts chapter 8, if you're following along at home in your Bibles. After that, we have a double shot from the Sgt. Pepper album, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, and With a Little Help from My Friends. Ours are both about the guy named Job from the book of Job. And first is called Such Impressive, Loving, Smart, Close Friends. And the second song is called With Little Help from My Friends. Following that, we have the Beatles' original song, Love Me Do, spoofed as Love the Jews.
Can't buy free love. He was into Satan through witchcraft. And Simon had a bunch of money, but he couldn't buy free love. I'll give you all I've got, he said, if you show me what to do to make the power of God descend upon the ones I wish it to. Peter said, dude, flush your money. Money can't buy free love. Can't buy free love. So can't buy free love. No, no, so Satan will keep folks buying things that mildly satisfy, till they're at the point where finally they bought a great big lie. Lies can cost you more than money, and money
free love. Till you're at the point where finally you wanna just plain die. I can't bear to watch your buddy come and get Christ free love. Get Christ free love.
Love the Jews. Whoa, love the Jews.
on your leisure suit next as we party out of another Apologetics with an X show for another week. Jay, could you find that mirror ball? I think it's in the back room there to hang up above our lighted dance floor.
I think it fell into some disrepair, but I have our bass player polishing it right now. Keith would appreciate that. We always give him all the glamorous tasks. Yes, finally, I just said that in case he's listening. First, we have a parody of Staying Alive by the Bee Gees. Ours is called Stay in the Light. After that, a parody of Grease by Frankie Valli. Ours is called The Word. And finally, a parody of YMCA by the Village People. Ours is called YHWH.
I'm mouth. He said,
how come
it's not burned to the ground? Guess I
need to see what's happening. One man
in a place long ago, I said,
one man
who for short will call Mo. He went
up there,
and the Lord he did find, and he
learned God's name for all time.
He spelled his name with just
Y-H-W-H.
He spelled his name with just
Y-H-W-H.
They have Exodus 3. If you plan to read more, you can learn all about the Lord. He spelled his name with just
Y-H-W-H.
He spelled his name with just
Y-H-W-H.
Can you guess what it means? Just I am that I am. He's the Lord God of Abraham.
Some man.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's in Micah number 5.
I want to read verse 5 to in Micah in the Bible, cause it prophesies to the little town of Bethlehem. And the Lord said it once was pretty puny, but it's really important. In about 700 B.C., oh, Micah said, now you get the Savior. So what can I do to really thank you, my Lord? I see your birthday is just around the corner. Anything I buy, it's all yours. Tell me something to get you. I'm stoked here.
A little bit of Hanukkah candlelight.
We'll be right back.
Yeah. supposed to bone it, bone, bone, bone it. Ooh, that's what it told me, told me. Tasted like spumoni, moni. Mixed with macaroni, roni.
Listen each week at this time for Apologetics with an X right here on your radio station. I'm Jerry Q, and thanks to Jay Jackson, lead singer and lyricist for Apologetics, for sharing the tunes and having a bit of a conversation with us. Apologetics with an X is produced at Angel 95 FM in Manhattan, Kansas. A special thanks goes to our producer, Daniel Hutchinson. Check us out again next week right here at your source for the best music around. Have a great week.